necktie surgeries for their babies and the doctors who perform them. The research finds severing the tissue under the tongue only helps a small fraction of newborns having a difficult time breastfeeding. Though often promoted by dentists and lactation consultants, experts say the surgery can cause so much pain, some babies refuse to eat and become dehydrated and malnourished. Some doctors say that in rare cases, newly floppy tongues can even block infants' airways. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A 12-year-old boy was killed after gunmen on jet skis opened fire at a beach in Cancun. Mexican prosecutors say the gunmen were targeting a rival drug dealer on the beach and fled after the barrage of bullets. Apparently, they were engaged in a dispute over drug sales. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies here in the overnight with a light northwest wind, upper 60s by sunrise. A mostly sunny sky Tuesday with highs in the middle 80s, winds turning to the south. Tuesday night, we'll see some showers and thunderstorms developing. Currently 71 degrees.
Radio Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
wear a shirt and tie. I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return.
Sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Starshine, you lead us along.
Good morning, sunshine. There's love in your skies, reflecting the sunlight in my lover's eyes. Good morning, sunshine.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Albaugh, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Beware. There's this thing called love. see what you're doing to me. When you don't believe a word I say, we can go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if a friend I know, say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes? Here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears on me, I'm crying.
Yes, I'm crying.
We can't go
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman. And you look lovely as can be.
guess I'll go on home. It's late, there'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me?
Starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Night. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me. side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
To say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time you hesitate is through. The time you wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Changing, how can I be sure where I stand with you?
Think, think, think that you might go. News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The 2024 campaign trail is in full swing with less than 100 days to go until the presidential election. Vice President and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris will campaign in Atlanta Tuesday. CBS's Nidia Cavazos is there.
Georgia is a battleground state, and this is a state that the campaign is going to be heavily investing in, with resources, infrastructure, campaign staff. We know that in Georgia in 2020, this came down to the margins. And so yet again, we're expecting a very, very competitive and tight race for 2024. We're talking about, you know, the possibility of having this race come down to thousands of votes.
On the GOP side, CBS's Torian Small has more on J.D. Vance and where he'll be Tuesday.
Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance ticking off another battleground, crossing the state of Nevada with two rallies in Henderson and Reno. The Ohio senator focusing the first half of his week campaigning out west, courting California donors at a private fundraiser in Palo Alto on Monday and another in Fresno County set for Wednesday. Vance presumably tapping his Rolodex of Silicon Valley allies from his days as a venture capitalist before he entered politics.
The FDA has approved a new blood test for detecting colon cancer. It's approved for screening in adults 45 and over who have an average risk of colon cancer. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook has the numbers.
83% sensitivity means it's picking up 83% of cancers, okay? And it mostly was, stage 2, 3, and 4. It wasn't as good with stage 1 cancers, the earliest ones, and you kind of want something to pick up the earliest, and it's not very good at all for benign polyps.
Overseas and to England, where a 17-year-old is charged with killing two children and wounding a host of others near Liverpool. As the BBC's Elaine Dunkey reports, they were at a dance when it happened.
The police were called to the most grim scene. There were 13 ambulances that were sent there, and eyewitnesses say it was a bloodbath. Children covered in blood, screaming, parents screaming as well.
The U.S. always speaks highly of their decorated female gymnasts, but now the men are getting their turn after medaling for the first time in years. CBS's Wendy Gillette from Paris.
The five members of Team USA hit every single routine to clinch the bronze behind Japan and China, thrilling Americans at Bercy Arena, including